朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们已经从小学会了一件事情，尽量把我们真实的面貌藏在我们的面具的后面。
And that we have learned from a very tender age how to hide our true feelings and our needs behind a mask.
我看到一个漫画，我觉得很有意思。
I saw a comic that I thought very interesting.
一对夫妇回到家。
A couple returning to home.
他们从礼拜堂回来。
After coming home from church.
两夫妇都很高兴把面具摘下来。
And that both of them very happily took off the mask.
因为从礼拜堂回来了。
Because they've come back from church.
可以把这个属灵的这个面具拿下来。
That I can take off that spiritual mask.
哦，那种比别人好像很喜乐平安的面具可以拿下来。
That seemingly more happy and more peaceful than anyone else mask.
但这个漫画没有过，后面还有一个连环画在下面。
But that wasn't the end because a following picture appeared.
他太太跟他先生讲。
The wife said to the husband,
把另外一个也拿掉。
Take off the other mask.
原来他只拿掉礼拜堂的另外一个还在里面，所以他不知道有几层都不晓得。
And we are left really not knowing how many levels of masks this husband wore.
弟兄姊妹，求主给我们有这样的智慧。
Lord, may the Lord grant us this type of wisdom.
看见今天有许多的人强装笑脸。
That we might see that there are many today that only carry with them an external smile.
他们的眼泪是往里面吞的。
And that there's tears of something that only flows into their stomach.
我们做牧师的人，我们晓得常常有机会跟弟兄姊妹谈话。
We as ministers often have a chance to speak and counsel people.
在某一个名词叫做崩溃。
And that oftentimes we speak of breakdown or
breakdown, 就是说他突然之间在你的面前那个眼泪就好像泉水一样这样流出来。
And that all of a sudden, right in front of you, tears pour out like fountains.
很多时候我发现这些在上帝的面前这样完全敞开的人，有的时候外表你完全看不出他有这些需要。
And I've often seen that these that seemingly are so open before the Lord, yet in front of other people in the public, seem to carry with them a mask.
求主给我们这样一个敏锐的感觉。
May God give us the sensitivity.
我以前在这里讲过，让我再讲一次 Billy Graham 讲的一个故事。
I want to once again retell a story that Billy Graham once told.
我为什么印象很深？因为他说这件事情发生在 Boston。
The reason why I was so had such an impression with it is because he said the account took place in Boston.
说有一对夫妇在旅馆的这个lobby.
And a couple were in the lobby of a hotel.
那么看到有另外一对人从外面进来预备 check in， 但是还在排队。
And that they saw coming from the outside two other people waiting to check in.
他们两人就跑去关心这一对夫妇。
And they ran to show concern to this couple.
就问他一些问题，然后就问他你是基督徒吗
？Asking many questions and then finally saying, "Are you a Christian?"
后来那个人听了很生气，就很不礼貌的就对这一对基督徒夫妇说 ，Hey, you better mind your own business. 你管你自己的事情吧。
And this person, the person very angrily turned to this couple and said, told them to mind their own business.
这一对夫妇流着眼泪对这个非基督徒夫妇说 ，Sir。This is my business.
And with tears in their eyes, they looked at this couple and said, "This is my business."
你的得救与否是我关心的对象。
That your salvation is something of vital concern to me.
请问今天我们在神的面前有没有这样的一个负担？有没有这样的一个敏锐的感觉
？I wonder if we before the Lord today have this kind of burden and this kind of sensitivity.
换句话说，回到我刚刚开始的开场白。到底我们今天活在这个地上的目的是什么
？To return to a question that I asked in the forefront, what exactly is the purpose of our existence today?
第三个眼目是什么呢
？What is then the third area?
我们看见在四十八节，耶稣提到一件事情，就是很多人常常喜欢讲的 ，seeing is believing， 看见才是相信。
We see Jesus referring to something that we hear often, that is seeing is believing.
若不看见神迹，其实你们总是不信。这是耶稣说的话。
Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will not believe, Jesus told.
今天早上在我们成人主日学里面。
This morning in my Sunday school class,
我们背的一节圣经跟这一句话有一点关系。
We memorized a passage that has a direct relationship.To this verse.
在罗马书第一章告诉我们说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然眼不能见，但借着所造住就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
That in chapter 1 of Romans, verse 20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
今天有许多的事情不见得看到才存在，可能你根本一辈子都看不到它的存在。
There are many things today that exist even though we might not see them.
有一本诗歌很简单，三个字叫风和爱。
A hymn by the title of
Wind and Love. 当我想到这本诗歌的时候，
As I thought of this particular song,
我就发现这两样东西都是看不到，但是它存在的。
That both wind and love are something that we do not see and yet they exist.
今天我们不可以这样说，我要看见风我就相信啊，套用这个耶稣这句话。
And that we cannot stand here to say, I only have to see wind and only then will I believe.
我今天非要摸到爱我才要相信。
And that I only have to be able to touch love before I will believe.
今天有许多这样的事情是存在，但是你不一定眼睛可以看得到。
And we see many things today that exist and yet are invisible to the naked eye.
所以主耶稣在这里我们看见三次，或者说我们从三个角度看见我们需要有这样的智慧来应对或者来分辨一个听道者的需要。
And so we see here three different areas that we need wisdom in order to perceive and to understand a non-believer, a listener.
好，我们很快看49-53节。
And then very quickly, verse 49-54.
个人布道传福音的事工，我们需要有另外一种智慧，是什么智慧？
There is another wisdom that is needed for those involved in evangelism.
我传道越久，我越觉得我需要这样的智慧。
The more that I have been involved in evangelism, the more I am aware of my desperate need for this wisdom.
我相信在座一些基督徒做的越久，传福音越多有经验的人，越同意我这句话。
I'm sure that those that are sitting in our midst who have similar experiences can agree with this.
一个个人布道者需要学会怎么样善用圣经，善用主的话。
That one involved in personal evangelism needs to know how to use the word of God.
在今天我们所读的这段经文里面，在中文圣经三次“相信”的“信”字出现。
We see within the passage that we read here, a reference made three times to the word belief.
48节。
In verse 48.
50节。
In verse 50.
然后53节。
And then in this verse 53,
48节，你们要看见神迹等等，你们才信。
There in verse 48, unless you people see miracles, you will never believe.
第五节，那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。
Verse 50, the man took, or in the original, believed Jesus at his word and departed.
53节，最后他自己和全家就都信了。
And we see lastly in verse 53, all his household believe.
我们看见三种程度的信心。
And we see here three different levels of faith.
请弟兄姊妹不要误会圣经的意思，并不是说一个神迹，一个信心比一个神迹差，或者一个信心比一个神迹好，这只是提到三种程度的信心。
We do not see here so much a contrast of one faith is inferior to another, or rather it's a stepping and a progressive type.
第一种程度的信心是因着神迹奇事而有的信心。
And that we see, first of all, a faith that materialized because of a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣在这里并没有反对神迹奇事。
We see here Jesus was not in opposition to miracles.
因为他讲完了48节，他后面就行了这个神迹。
Because afterwards we see he immediately performed this miracle.
我只有一个解释，就是神对我们实在太爱了。
And yet I can only come up with one explanation, is that is the love of Jesus for us.
所以他仍然让我们有一些信心是建立在一些有感觉眼睛看得到的一些经验上。
So he allows us to establish a certain degree of faith upon things that are visible.
这个礼拜对我个人来讲信心就有一个很大的突破。
And we see here, this week I myself experienced a very great breakthrough through in faith.
因为眼见一个在生死边缘挣扎的人，昨天我去看他，虽然还在这个加护病房，但他可以自己切肉自己吃，而且有笑有谈话。
And I saw there beside a bed, the bedside of somebody that was on the very brink of death, and yet at the end of the week she was able to sit up and laugh and talk.
这是神怜悯我。
I think that the Lord was merciful to me.
让我能够在我所爱的人身上看见他的工作，能够让我的信心更刚强一点。
And I could see with my own eyes the work that God had done upon my mother, and my strength, my faith was strengthened.
但是第二种的信心
，and yet the second level of faith,
因着他的话
，it was because of His word.
哎，我们很喜欢中文字。
I think that oftentimes we are very fond of words.
很多人讲道喜欢拆字讲道，然后把字拆开来讲道。
That many people like to dissect words and preach on the dissection.
因信称义的意思真好。
That righteousness in Chinese has a very great meaning.
上面一个羊，下面一个我字。
That on the top is a lamb, and then on the bottom is a self.
什么时候神的羔羊在我的头上，我就称义了。
That when the lamb of God is above me, it is then that I am declared righteous.
我听过人家这样讲，我听听而已，没有想到今天也讲出来了。我觉得这个很有意思，做个参考可以。
And yet I thought it very interesting then, and who knows? I'm telling you now.
那个挪亚方舟里面。八口人。
That in the ark, Noah's ark, there were eight people.
一个方舟的舟加个八口就是个船子，这也是很有意思的一个词。
That in the Chinese, the boat is made up of an ark and a
mouth. 信字也是个很有意思的词。
And yet we see also in the Chinese the word belief.
人言。
That on one side stands a person, and on the other side the word.
什么叫信心？
What exactly is faith?
这里告诉我们说，相信主的话，啊，就是信心。
To believe in the word of Jesus Christ is faith.
第三个程度五十三节，他信什么呢？没有写对象，这个信字没有一个受词。
And we see lastly that his whole household believed. We see here not an object of their belief.
但是我们从上下文还是可以看到，他第三个信心是看见主的话应验在他们身上，他们信心就更强烈。
But yet we know from the context of this passage that it was because of that miracle and the faith and the belief in God's word, Jesus' word, that they believed.
弟兄姊妹，我们在个人布道的时候，传福音的时候
，when we're involved in personal evangelism,
个人见证是很需要的。
That there is a tremendous need for a personal testimony.
理性的分析也是很重要。
And that an intellectual analysis is also important.
但是今天早上，我觉得从这段圣经里面提醒我。
And yet the passage here reminds us this morning.
让我们相信，凡出于神口中的话，没有一句不带能力的。
That let us believe that there's not a word that comes forth from the mouth of God that does not carry with it strength.
常常喜欢看电视，看 Billy Graham 的台风如何。
Oftentimes I enjoy watching TV and to see the stage presence of Billy Graham.
希望讲道也能够学习一点他那种台风。
And that somehow I can also learn from that stage presence.
当我很注意看他的台风的时候
，And yet as I analyze it,
我发现一件事情。
I notice one thing.
他很喜欢有一个小动作。
There's one peculiar little motion that he uses.
他讲到的时候很喜欢举起圣经来。
That he likes to lift up his Bible when he's.
This is the word of God. 这是神所说的话。
This is the word of God spoken by the word.
然后我再看旧约圣经里面这些先知们。
And then as I looked at the Old Testament prophets,
常常说耶和华如此说。
Over and over again, they repeat the fact that this is what.Jehovah says.
我觉得我们今天在理性的时代，这些受理工训练的一些人。
And I think that in this intellectual age, that many are educated by the sciences.
无形中，我们心里有一个死角。
Inevitably, there becomes a dead corner in our own hearts.
我们总是觉得把圣经拿出来，这个好像不太。 不太那个，好像不太舒服。
That somehow when we bring out the word of God, the Bible, there's just something that isn't right.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说要大家迷信。
I do not want to espouse superstition here.
每一次到哪里一定要捧着一本圣经。
That no matter where we go, we have to carry with us a Bible.
那么反正让人家看见哦，圣经两个字。
That they have to see the Bible printed on the cover.
老实说，保罗在希腊，在雅典讲道的时候。
And whether Paul was in Athens or in Greece,
请各位注意，在整篇的讲道里面，他没有引一节圣经。
I want you to notice that within that sermon in Athens, he did not once use directly scripture.
所以不是说捧着一本圣经的问题，而是你对神的话的态度是什么样。
But rather, it's not to carry a Bible around, but rather, what is your attitude toward the Word of God?
请问五十节，耶稣对他说：“回去吧，你的儿子活了。”那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。我一直读到这里，我一直有个问题。
That as I looked at this passage where Jesus tells him that your child has been healed, go back. There's a question within my mind.
凭什么这一个人就这样相信了耶稣的话？
What was it that allowed this person to believe the very words that Jesus said?
你看，在这个四十七节
，in verse 47,
对不起，四十九节，那大臣说：“先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。”
Rather, in verse 49, the royal officer said, "Sir." Come down before my child dies.
在这一节圣经里面，我们看到这个大臣犯了一个两个毛病，是我们常常犯的毛病。
We see two different shortcomings of this officer that are visible in our lives.
这两个毛病是什么
？What are they?
一个是用时间来限制主，一个是用空间来限制。
First of all, we limit God in terms of space.And we limit God in terms of time.
请你注意看四十九节。
Please notice verse 49.
求你趁着我的孩子还没有死。
Please come down before my child dies.
你看他的意思是什么呢
？What was his meaning here?
快点，快点来。
Hurry up, hurry up.
因为我的儿子快死了。
Because my child is almost going to die.
若 King James Version 的翻译说 ，My son is on the point of death. 我的儿子正在死点上。你若晚一点的话，他一从点上一滑就完了。
And that if you do not hurry up, he will slip into death.
所以你快点来，用时间来限制主耶稣。
And so we see time as a limiting factor.
然后下面他说：“你撑住 time use 就下去，你要自己下去，你要走二十里路，然后到了这个加百农去。
”And we see secondly, space is limited. That Jesus, the person asked Jesus to go down those 20 miles to heal his child.
我们今天也常常是如此。
I think that oftentimes our predicament.
我们用时间和空间来限制主。
We use space and time to limit God.
下一次我要跟大家看第五章。
I want to look next time at chapter 5.
一个三十八年病入膏肓的病人。
There was somebody that had been in illness for 38 years.
耶稣的能力照样可以在他身上通行无阻。
And yet we see Jesus' power is able to heal this person despite that age.
弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我们每一个人，包括我在内，不要用时间和空间来限制主的大能。
May the Lord help each of us and help me not to limit God in terms of space and time.
因为我们的信心，这个人。有信心哈，他来找耶稣。
I believe that this person had faith because he came to find Jesus.
但是让我们的信心不要常常这样带着条件。
But yet let our faith not carry with it these prerequisites.
真正的关键是在耶稣所说的那句话：“你的儿子好了，你回去吧。”
I think the juxtapoint here is when Jesus said, "You may go, your son will live."
因为耶稣说的话有权柄。
Because we see that Jesus' word is authority.
我向各位提出这样的挑战。
And so I leave with you this challenge.
你到底对神的话认识有多少？
What exactly is the depth of your knowledge of the word of God?
我觉得今天有很多的基督徒对不起神的恩典，因为我们对神的话太轻忽。
I think that many of us are in danger of grieving God's grace upon our lives because we look so little.Upon the word of God.
让我们有信心相信神的话不至于突然往返。
Let us indeed believe with our hearts that God's word will not return to him void.
求主给我们得人的智慧。
May God grant us wisdom to make fishers, make men.
真的能够看见人心里面的需要是什么。
That we may indeed see the very needs within the hearts of people.
不要随便的开药方
，not for callous prescriptions.
不要随便的就煮一餐给他吃
not callous preparing a meal,
要知道他的需要
but rather to know their needs.
第二，求主给我们这样的智慧，善用主的话。
That secondly, may the Lord grant us wisdom in knowing how to use His word.
我们这半年一年多来一直在谈植堂建堂的事情。
In these past months, this past half a year, we have spoken repeatedly of church planting and church building.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎么样才能够把我心里面那种负担跟弟兄姊妹剖心直腹地告诉大家。
I'm not really sure how I can, in fact, show you and tell you the burden within my own heart.
如果弟兄姊妹在灵性上、在质上，我们如果不好好的下功夫的话
，that if not on quality, if we do not apply and be diligent.
我们今天讲植堂、讲建堂，不是一个祝福，是一个危机。
That I think to speak of church planting and church growth is not a blessing, but rather a danger.
如果今天我们对主的话不能够真正愿意花时间功夫去下一点功夫的话，我们今天不要再谈什么物质的见证。
And if we're not willing to apply and put time to study the Word of God, I think it's a waste of time to speak of expansion.
讲到传福音。
To speak of evangelism.
我实在非常佩服王志老牧师。
I in fact very much admire Reverend Wang.
十二年我在这个教会，我觉得他对我一个最大的冲击，就是常常提醒我要传福音，要传福音。
12 years that I've been at this church, his reminder to me over and over again is to spread the gospel, spread the word.
今年五月七号。
This past May, on the 7th of May,
我们教会有一个喜事，有一对夫妇本来在这边念书，他们都搬到 Florida 去，工作，他们还回到我们中间来举行婚礼。
There was a couple that was originally here but moved to Florida, but they came back to have their marriage ceremony here.
那天，我证婚完了以后。
After I had performed the ceremony,
我们到楼下去吃茶点。
We went downstairs for refreshment.
我就突然看到新郎的父亲。
And I saw out of the corner of my eye Eddie's father.
那么在我们预演的时候，我曾经跟他谈过几句话。
When we had just met, I had said a couple of words to him.
他是山东人，所以我就问他，他说他还没有信主。
He was from the province of Shandong, and I asked him if he had received Jesus Christ. And he said,
所以我看见他坐在那个首席，就是那第一排的位置。
I saw him sitting in the front there.
我就跟王牧师讲，我说那个 Eddie 的爸爸在坐在那里，他还没有信主。
I said to Reverend Wang, "There's Eddie's father. He hasn't believed yet."
王牧师说，还没有信主，来介绍给我，我要过去跟他讲话。
And so Wang Mu Shi immediately wanted me to introduce him to Eddie's father.
我说王牧师，现在人家在婚礼啊，你不要去打岔哈，就以后有机会，以后有机会。
And I said to Reverend Wang, don't disturb the situation here. Somebody's wedding. You'll have chance to speak afterwards.
他就听我的话，就坐在那里。
And so he listened and he sat down.
但我一背过头来，他已经跑去跟那个 Eddie 庄爸爸讲。
But yet, as soon as I turned around, I saw him with Eddie's father.
然后他又到他住的地方去访问他。
And yet, he also then went to where Eddie's father was living to see him.
其实这个主婚人年纪并不是很大。
And yet, he wasn't really of great age.
差不多将近七十岁，六十几岁。
But rather about 60 or 70.
我真的觉得六七十岁不是年纪大，实在是。但是最近得到消息，这个 Eddie 庄的父亲突然发现有 cancer 在香港就去世了。
And yet we heard the sad news just recently that Eddie's father had cancer and died.
但是王牧师在他还在这里的时候，到家里面去看他，带他信了耶稣。
And yet Reverend Wang, in going to visit this person in his home, brought him to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我对我自己讲。
And so I said to myself,
我说到底以一个基督徒来说
from a point of a Christian,
到底要发生几件这样的事情才会感动我们去传福音？
How many similar events have to transpire before our hearts are caught on fire?
是不是一直到一个地步，我还没有信主的最亲爱的我的父亲母亲离开世界的时候，我才懊恼，才愿意把自己奉献给主？
Does it only come to the point where our beloved father or our mother pass away and I have not shared the gospel with him, that my heart is greatly grieved.
求主给我们得人的智慧。
May God grant us the wisdom of evangelists.
给我们得人的负担。
Grant us the burden of evangelists.
原来我最后说一句话。
And then lastly,
信耶稣得永生。
To believe in Jesus Christ, one receives eternal life.
不信耶稣的人得不到永生。
To not believe is not to receive eternal life.
神的震怒藏在他身上。
That God's wrath is upon that person.
你如果还没有信耶稣。
That if you have not believed Jesus.
你今天离开世界。
That if you were to leave this world today.
照圣经上面的话，你就是永远的灭亡。
According to the word of God, you are one in eternal damnation.
你的亲人如果这个刹那他死的时候没有信耶稣。
That if your loved ones in this moment in time did not receive Jesus Christ.
你跟他就是永生永世的隔离。
That you are eternally separated from them.
让我们在主的面前做一个得人的人。
Let us, in the presence of God, become fishers of men.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。